Lesson 5. A Vanishing Species. In a gesture intended to improve its strained and often acrimonious relationship with the United States, the Chinese government presented a pair of giant pandas to President Nixon in 1972. Not only did the gift engender warmer diplomatic relations between the two countries, but Ling Ling and Sing Sing became instant celebrities, triggering America's infatuation with giant pandas. Resembling enormous, cuddly, black and white teddy bears with round, flat faces and large eye patches, giant pandas have become quite popular. Every city with a large zoo wants them because of the crowds they draw. In 1988, for example, the Toledo Zoo paid China several hundred thousand dollars to rent a pair of pandas for 5 months. The public's desire for zoo tickets and panda-related products seemed insatiable. The zoo took in over $3 million, and the city estimated that tourists drawn to the attraction brought in over $60 million. Zoos rent giant pandas, most often from China, but also from other American zoos, because the panda population is so limited and because their sale is severely restricted by law. According to 2004 estimates of the World Wildlife Fund, an organization that protects endangered species, about 1,600 pandas are left in the wild. There are several hundred pandas in captivity, mainly in China's research or reserve centers. Giant pandas are indigenous to southeastern China, where 1,000 years ago they roamed freely over 2 million square miles. Now restricted to 20 tiny enclaves in China, wild pandas inhabit less than a quarter of 1% of that area. Only 3 of these regions have populations exceeding 100, and some have fewer than 20. The panda population was shrinking partly because its food supply has decreased. Pandas rely on the leaves and stalks of the arrow bamboo, which form the bulk of their diet. Every 50 or 60 years, however, the bamboo dies. Following large-scale bamboo die-offs in 1983, Chinese wildlife officials found the emaciated bodies of 138 pandas. All had starved to death. The giant panda's plight is exacerbated by such predators as the leopard, the Asiatic wild dog, and the brown bear. But the greatest threat comes from human poachers. Although the Chinese government tries to protect the remaining giant pandas by designating penalties of life imprisonment or even death for poachers, the illicit trade in skins and live pandas continues. Poachers typically make about $3,000 for each panda skin they sell to a dealer, who sells it for $10,000. One dealer offered 2 live cubs to a WWF official who was posing as a customer. The asking price was $112,000. The Chinese government also fights extinction by assisting with the births of panda cubs in captivity. Chinese experts are the leading authorities on panda reproduction, and they provide advice and assistance to zoos trying to breed pandas. Kay and George Schaller, a wife and husband team whose affinity with pandas goes back many years, are active with the WWF. They are ambivalent about the value of such programs because panda cubs born in captivity rarely survive. The Schallers believe that it may be too late to reverse the inexorable decline in the world's panda population. But despite their pessimism, they continue to proselytize on the panda's behalf through books, articles, speeches, and television appearances, believing that raising the public's awareness of the panda's plight may help to save it. In 1992, Ling Ling died, and this marked the cessation of Washington National Zoo's breeding program. She had given birth 5 times, but each cub died from infection within days. Then the San Diego Zoo took up the challenge, and in 1996 it received from China 2 giant pandas, a female named Bai Yun and a male named Shishi. 3 years later, Bai Yun gave birth to a baby no bigger than a stick of butter. Hua Mei, the first panda bred successfully in North America, survived and on August 21, 2000, celebrated her first birthday. By then, she weighed 60 pounds. On February 11, 2004, she was moved to China, where she will spend her days in the famed Wolong Nature Reserve. China requires that all pandas bred through its exchange program be transferred to China after their 3rd birthday. Hua Mei was a victory for those struggling to preserve the species. However, one small success does not mean that the giant panda's fight for survival has been won. The millions who flock to zoos to observe these rare creatures might reflect on the poignant fact that one day, perhaps sooner than we think, they may vanish from the earth.